Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You guys are honestly, I am so excited to have this podcast. This has been a fun one. I've been looking forward to all day long. So let me just introduce you real quick to the one and only Noah Lenz. Noah, welcome.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited for this as well.
So for those of you guys who might not know Noah, Noah is by far the youngest person I've ever had on Funnel Hacker Radio. And I think he's probably one of the youngest attendees at Funnel Hacking Live. He's actually crushing it right now. He's building funnels for Matt and Caleb Maddox. And I am so excited just to, people always say, well, gosh, I just can't do it. I'm like, okay, well, I want to bring someone on who's been doing it for about a year, just over a year now, and has all the excuse in the world why he can't do it, and yet he's crushing it. So, Noah, welcome to the show.
Thanks again for having me on, Dave.
So if you guys aren't able to see this because we're doing this via video on Zoom, but so Noah's sitting here and he's basically got his white iPod earbuds in, Under Armour shirt on, crushing it. And I thought, you know what, this will be a ton of fun. So Noah, tell people, how in the heck did you get started? First of all, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old, Dave.
12 years old. So,
go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. You're what?
Oh, okay. So I got started, cause Caleb Maddox, who Dave was just talking about, he did a video about how everybody needed to read .com secrets. And, I like to put what I learn into action. So this was when I was about 10 years old. Maybe I was 11, I'm not sure. But it was about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago almost. So I watched a video, and then I go, and he had his affiliate link, obviously, and whatnot. And I go to the website, trying to figure it all out. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, I actually ordered that book a while ago. I just never read it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, can I have it? Can I have it? He's like, sure, here you go. So I read it. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can do a one-click upsell, you can do this, you can do that. Oh my gosh, there's this email sequence over here. Mind blown, mind blown, mind blown. And originally I was going to do a stock photo website funnel. And I thought it was going to be my million-dollar idea at the time. I didn't know what the Two Comma Club was or whatever. But I was still in school, and I was kind of busy and whatnot because I was just about getting done with fifth grade. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this on the side for a little bit here. And then around the time I was making like freelance websites just on the side, and I did a couple for some political campaigns. And my dad's like, oh, maybe you should like do more of these political campaign websites at scale. I'm like, oh, maybe. So how should I advertise this? Should I send out stuff in the mail? Should I hire somebody to cold call? Should I, you know, maybe, oh, okay, wait, .com secrets.
Hold on. So, so you're 10 years old and you're creating political websites?
Mm-hmm. Like on the side, like freelancing and whatnot.
So how did you get it? I mean, take me back to your younger self. And how in the world did you get involved in marketing and websites?
So like when I was like, I don't know, maybe like 5, I sold my parents on buying me a Mac computer, which funny enough is actually the computer I'm using right now. But I sold my parents on buying me a Mac computer because I had this like my dad gave me like his old Lenovo or something just like for video games or whatever. I'm like, this thing is a piece of junk. Come on now, guys. but I messed around with it and I started like making like these little Google sites and whatnot. And I actually just found my first one the other day. It was hilarious. Like I asked for like people's emails like 5 times. I said, do you want us to share your information? So I started making these like little websites. Like I never got into like video games or anything, which is good. But I like started making these little websites and whatnot. And then one of my dad's friends was running for public office when I was like 9 or 10. So I'm like, and he's like, oh, here, I'll pay you, I think it was like $200 to build me a website. I'm like, okay, sure, what else do I have to do? So I make him the website, whatever, and like, okay, great, here you go. And my dad's like, you know, maybe you did a pretty good job with this one. And I made a few other websites for businesses here and there, a couple $100 each. But like, then I'm like, oh, wait, I could, you know, like I was saying before, scale these, and I liked working with the political clients. And then I realized I could sell the websites through funnels. But I went, eh? So, you know, that's kind of where we were.
So what were you making these on WordPress? What were you making the websites on?
Okay, so originally when I was like six and like was just getting into it, I was making them on Google Sites, which is like the worst thing ever. But then eventually I started making them on Wix, and I realized that was horrible, and then Weebly or whatever. Eventually I just started using WordPress, the open source one, and that's what I used to make these few websites. I remember my dad or my mom and my brother, they were at some like sort of like one of those like musicals or whatever, and I was at my dad's office, and I'm like, can we set up C panel, can we do this, can we do that? No, sorry, I'm working, I don't know how to do any of that. Come on now. So like I'm like, oh. And eventually, so I got started with WordPress. I learned how to make all these WordPress websites. So that's when I first got started with this. And again, like when I actually first got started with like WordPress, I was probably like eight, and that's when I bought my first like actual domain name, not like whatever .googlesites.com or whatever.
So tell me how, I mean, you've gone from creating websites for political people to actually building funnels. So how did you get, connected? I mean, obviously you heard about .com secrets through Maddox, through Caleb and his book club. What was the next connection?
So I read .com secrets, and then I got out of school on June 1st, I believe. And I'm like, okay, I should actually use a funnel to sell these political websites. So I go, and I tried. This was the biggest mistake I ever made. And anybody who's listening to this and you're on the edge about ClickFunnels at all, don't do this. I said ClickFunnels is too expensive, $97 a month, too much for me. So I went and said, lead pages, here we go. $37 a month. So I jumped in lead pages, you know, whatever. My dad paid it with his credit card, and then I paid him back, whatever. And then I said, lead pages, here we go, let's try this. I get in there and I'm like, this is horrible. Okay, look at this over here, Sam Cart. And I have some theories about Sam Cart. Those are for another day. But like your guys' partnerships, but that's just for another day. So I said, Sam Cart, come on now. So I get into Sam Cart here, and I start building these order forms. I'm like, well, the order forms are good, but you can't do any complete funnels. So I'm like, oh, come on now. What else? I know, not Sam Cart, not lead pages. Let's just do it all in WordPress. And I, like, it was the worst experience ever trying to do a complete funnel in WordPress. I'm like, okay, maybe this Russell Brunson guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe I should just use ClickFunnels. So I hop on over here to ClickFunnels. I get my free 14-day trial. And meanwhile, I'm like, so I'm looking over it with my dad, like, okay, sweet, nice. And I'm like, huh, this $297 a month plan looks a lot better than this $97 a month plan. So I get signed up for Edison, and I'm like, this is so much better than Sam Cart and lead pages and all that. So I get in there, and I build my first funnel, and it took me like 3 weeks because I thought I knew what I was doing, and I didn't want any of these tutorials or any of that. I'm like, I'll just figure it out. So I open it up, and I use like that template, like probably the first template that Todd like in there or whatever, but I open up a template and I start typing in my stuff, and I know how to do everything. My dad comes over. Isn't that a lot? Like, you know, like I'm asking him for feedback because he's been an entrepreneur for a while, and I'm like, no, look at this. They say it's copy or whatever. Yeah, it's good, son. It's good. I'm like, yeah, isn't it awesome? And then a couple months later, I got into actual marketing because the copy kind of sucked and whatnot, and I realized it went beyond just the design. And so
how'd you get into the actual marketing piece?
The actual marketing piece, that was, I realized, like, I was looking over, like, the funnels, and I'm like, why aren't these working? A few months after I got started with it, and I'm like, oh, wait, sure, the design can be cool all day long and whatnot, but, like, you actually got to have marketing skills. So, I'm like, I came from this world of, like, you know, all the well, with WordPress and all the websites I was making, like, just make it look pretty and you'll be awesome. You'll be good to go. But I'm like, well, you got to actually have good copy and stuff that sells. So I was doing a bit of research. I think I was, like, looking at a ClickFunnels blog. This was the time where I really started getting indoctrinated to your guys' culture. I found your podcast. I found Russell Brunson's podcast. I found Steve's podcast. I found all you guys', you know, podcasts. I read like all the little small books. I got my Funnel University subscription. I got all this. I'm like, oh, it goes beyond the web pages. And then eventually, like, of course, like, this is probably not normal for a 12-year-old at all, but I started studying like Dan Kennedy and Frank Kern and all these legendary marketers. And I'm like, and yeah, I started getting indoctrinated into it, you know, sales copy, this and that. And yeah.
So tell people, what are you doing right now as far as what are you building out? And I mean, how involved are you in actually building the funnels, the copy, all that kind of stuff?
Okay, so right now, one of the main things I've been doing is working with Caleb and Matt Maddox on the team to build all of our funnels and whatnot. We've had a program called Sumo Success, but we've had to, you know, switch it and shut it down a couple of times and whatnot just because of how busy we are and wanting to focus on Maddox Publishing and whatnot. But I've kind of came in on the side and I'm kind of taking Sumo Success over almost and basically taking it on as my own project and recreating the funnel, recreating this and whatnot. And we actually have codenamed it Project Passive Income. That's what Caleb codenamed it. Passive Income for him. I do the work and we split it. But that's kind of what I've been working on in terms of the side of actually thematics. I've also been doing a lot of, I just built an application for funnel for them a while ago, which has been doing absolutely awesome. We just did an automated webinar, or we just did a couple of live webinars, which we're now getting on automation, which is actually just pushing over to the application funnel, which has been doing awesome. And then in my free time, I've been kind of starting a marketing agency that kind of helps people with their funnels and their marketing and whatnot. And for a while there, for like 6 months or 8 months, like after I realized political funnels weren't my thing, I was like, huh, what should I do? So I was like trying drop shipping and affiliate marketing and whatnot. And I realized that like I wasn't really passionate about all this. What I was actually passionate about was the actual marketing.
So you're creating your own course.
Not necessarily my own course, more so an agency. So it has
Tell me about the agency then.
Okay, so basically what it is basically a client will come in and we're going to have a high-ticket application funnel to sell it. So there's going to be several video testimonials, a form, et cetera, which is basically going to the salesperson will get on the phone, close on whatever. And then there will be a step-by-step process. So I found a designer. We're finding funnel builders, you know, copywriters and all that so we can scale it up. So then somebody will come in over here and, you know, they'll figure out these marketing pieces. Hey, guys, go get .com secrets. Go read pages 1 through 8 and then submit what you found on that page. And then we'll actually use that to go out and build the funnel for you. So it's like kind of a traditional marketing agency, but instead it's like wrapped into like the idea of like a step-by-step process, like hand by hand, so that they can actually get their funnel done as soon as possible. So it's more of a high-ticket application program. They get 2 funnels built out. They get invited to, you know, some like a live hackathon or whatever where we just like get the funnel done. But the base package, and I'm still figuring out some of the ways we're actually going to sell it and some of the packages because it's still just an idea in my head on supplementing and all the other stuff. But basically the idea is we'll get a couple funnels built out, we'll make an irresistible offer, and basically for the price of like, you know, what one person may charge for one funnel, we'll get everything done. And yeah, they just get a couple awesome funnels built out and, you know, maybe a little bit of marketing guidance along the way.
So what's the price point?
I'm still trying to figure that out. What I'm thinking is, you know, possibly $4,000-$5,000-ish for 2-ish funnels, and then in probably different packages for different kinds of offers. But we're just trying to make something that's, you know, maybe even like in the range of like ClickStart, like the whole like start coaching type thing, which is basically like they teach you how to do it, you guys do, which is awesome. But some people just want it done for them. So like, you know, we just get everything we need from them, and then we teach them how, or we don't teach them, we actually do, like, we build out two amazing looking, but also converting from like a copywriting standpoint and all that funnels for them.
All right, so a couple of questions here. I'm sure people are going to go, what in the heck is this 12-year-old doing with all of his money?
I'm saving most of it, and a lot of it I'm just keeping in my business. So, like, to reinvest in the other things, like ads, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not, like, driving around in Lambos or anything.
Okay. Next thing is, I am sure that I mean, two different questions from people. One is going to be, how in the world would I get a hold of Noah to help him build out my funnel? So how do they reach out to you?
We actually set up a really special link for you guys, noahlenz.com/Dave. And there's some different special offer for you guys. You just fill out a form and somebody on my team will actually give you a call and we can discuss different options for actually building out your funnels for you. So again, that's noahlenz.com/Dave. And me or somebody on my team will hop on the phone with you and we can discuss what would be best for you.
I love it. So Noah, so it's NOAHLENZ.com.
Yep.
/Dave.
Yeah.
All right. And so I can tell you right now, one of the main things people are going to be wanting to know is how in the world does a 12-year-old have a team?
A lot of it's just like contractors and whatnot. But you know, and I can't reveal exact numbers, but most of it is like I started on my own and then I got grew and whatnot. But like I realized that like I am not good at Facebook ads. So like I went out and found a great Facebook ads guy. Like, you know, and a lot of it's just not scalable too. So like, you know, I school starting tomorrow. So like it's like literally like that takes up like 40 hours a week in and of itself. So like, I can't like sit here and just do everything over all around. So a lot of it's like Instagram actually just deleted my account, but I had a big Instagram following and I said, hey guys, any of you are also awesome funnel builders, maybe we can hop on the phone and talk about a collaboration. Okay, great. You know, a couple people here. Okay, well, let's do this. But my dad also referred to me a few people that he's worked with in the past that I can actually go ahead and train, you know, to do different things. And that's one thing, like, a lot of people say, like, start with them trained, which makes sense to a degree. Like, the Facebook ads person, I'm not going to train them because I have no idea in the world how to do that. Like, but, it, like, the funnel person, like, I almost had, like, this false belief that, like, oh, well, you know, here's the problem. They might not do it my way, and they might do it their way, and then that's a problem. So I kind of have been training a funnel builder that basically somebody my dad's worked with in the past that's basically looking for some work and whatnot, and like, okay, and then it's just, you know, more or less like as they come in, you know, pay them a percentage or pay them hourly, and then help me build the agency.
I love it. So Noah, people can reach out to you, obviously at noahlenz.com/Dave. And then as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, any other words of advice to our listeners?
No, I would just say keep following Dave and everything he's doing on the podcast. And I know guys, they've been dropping insane things. They dropped the Funnel Fridays, new funnel. They've dropped the Marketing Secrets Black Book. They've dropped all those. So just keep up with everything they're doing. Like, it's insane. So like, anytime you see one of those things, like be the first to get it. Like, hey guys, we have this new Marketing Secrets Black Book. Swipe up. Oh, first off, and like, keep up with the content so like you can just keep growing as a funnel hacker.
No, we love you, bud. Thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you soon and take care, bud. And good luck in school.
Thanks so much. Talk soon, Dave. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months. And we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.